as a part of our teaching concerning the mustard seed, that Jesus said that it's a small seed. You plant it in the ground, it grows, and if it grows, it becomes one of the largest herbs, and it becomes a tree that birds can lodge in it, and it's a blessing. And so I made the comment early in the week, is that if it's healthy, it'll grow. But the question is that what is the definition of healthy? And one of the things that we came to the conclusion at Freedom Road when I asked him this question is that it wasn't always have to do with money, but it has to do with faithfulness. And in our teachings, I've been talking about praying, giving, and growing. That's our motto at Freedom Road, praying, giving, growing. And the thing is that growth is the objective. That's where we want to be. We want to be a church that's growing. We want to be a people that's growing in faith and in other characteristics. But the praying and the giving is what launches that. But in order to be a person or a church that is involved in prayer that we talked about last week, the type of prayer that's prevailing prayer, you have to be able to press through the darkness, because there will be spiritual forces that will oppose your heart to pray, and it will oppose your heart to give. But you press through until it comes to the point to where that's just a part of your DNA. That's just who you are. That's just what you do. That's as a person, as an individual, as a church. We have pressed through and we have encountered the enemy and we've prevailed against him. And now this is a part of who we are. So we're talking about the definition of healthy. That which is healthy will grow. Well, if a church is not a praying church, and if it's not a giving church, and I'm not talking about to say, oh, we have to have the money. No, we have to have the faith to believe that if we give, God's going to take care of you, and everything's going to be all right in your life. You're not going to starve because God's going to take care of that. But see, those are characteristics that are developed. Just like I've said in the mustard seed theology that I spoke about yesterday, I said, faith, you develop faith. You grow in faith as you exercise faith, just like you do in any other muscle that you want to cause to be strong. It has to be exercised. In other words, it has to come up against opposition, and it has to be that which will prevail. In other words, you're pressing on. You're pushing on. You're going beyond that which you are comfortable in order to develop these characteristics that will cause health to be a part of the association so that things will grow. You see, a church that is a growing church, a person as an individual in your Christian life that is growing in our faith, is also a praying and giving person, because it all interrelates, because it all comes back to faith and our belief that God is, and as Scripture says, that He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek Him. This is Pastor Jack King with the Gospel on the radio broadcast.